Welcome to Innovation. Good afternoon, South Dakota. I'm Kara Hetland. Thanks so much for joining us today. We're going to talk a lot about chemistry, a lot about science on the program today. And joining me is Matt Miller. He is an associate professor of chemistry at South Dakota State University. Matt, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me, Kara.
Happy to have you. So let's start right now. You're talking with us today. An exciting conference is coming to South Dakota in July. It's called ChemEd 2017. Tell me what this is.
Yeah, the ChemEd conference is a long-standing conference. It was actually started in Canada at the University of Ontario. At the University of Waterloo in Ontario. It was an ongoing conference in Canada, but over the years it has every once in a while come down into the United States, and this year we get to host it here at South Dakota State. The conference itself is really all about learning how to deal with chemistry and how to teach it. And so it brings teachers together, educators, and the goal is for them to network and engage in ideas that they have for teaching important topics that students need to learn about.
We're talking high school, secondary ed, higher ed, all of the above?
Yeah, it's you could say it's all of the above, but it's really focused mostly in 6 through 12. We do have some elementary programming. There will be some university people involved, but the focus is really 6, 12. That's where many of the topics, if you start to look at the standards, where chemistry starts to be built into the curriculum.
And why is it important to bring these educators together?
Really, the importance is that the educators learn the best things that they can do from each other. I mean, we can have workshops, we can have discussions, but when the teachers get together and they work together and share their ideas, they begin to really develop their own techniques for being the best teacher that they can be.
And as a college professor, are you seeing kids coming to you prepared?
Well, I think there's a range. I do think that teachers are doing a very good job of preparing students, but I think there's always room for improvement, and that can be said about students when they leave campus. There's probably things they could have learned right here on campus as well and been better prepared there. So we always need to be working to improve ourselves as teachers, whether we're in the university or in secondary or in elementary, so that we're preparing our students to be the best that they can be.
What's the best way to teach chemistry?
Well, you need to allow the students to think about the topic, to really analyze it for themselves. And then as they do, they begin to understand the concept better. Many times we will lecture, and sometimes that lecture doesn't get the students to be very engaged in what they're learning. So the best way, in my opinion, is that we really allow students to think about what they're doing. Sometimes they have to think about it several times before they really understand, but they're given the opportunity to think about it and engage in it and sometimes work with each other. And ask questions. That's the most important approach to doing this.
And do you always have to have that wow factor, that really cool experiment that makes them go, oh, I get it now?
It's always fun. but not all topics necessarily have that wow factor. But my approach, I do believe, is that I try to bring in those types of things so that they can think about that topic. If I could go back, I would like to add a little bit more about the ChemEd and kind of talk a little bit about the programming.
That was my next question.
Oh, okay. the programming itself, really, the majority of things is the teachers themselves, the attendees, who have offered to give a presentation so that others can learn from them. So much of the programming that's going to happen at this conference is other teachers from across the country, from out of Canada, coming and talking to us about what they do. And so the teachers, as I said, get to engage and discuss these ideas and then take those things back to their own classroom. That's much of the programming, but we do offer some other things. A couple of really, I think, good things that the teachers will find. First, we have the opportunity to tour a couple of our industries here in the Brookings area. So we're actually going to be touring SGS and 3M and Valero, and they're going to allow us to come in, and each one of those is about an hour and a half, hour to an hour and a half long tour, and the teacher is going to have the opportunity to see chemistry at work in all three of those different locations. So we'll have the tour opportunity. We're also planning, and hopefully we'll be making the announcement very soon on this, planning a pre-conference workshop. So, in fact, it would start on the Saturday and the Sunday, be held on Saturday and Sunday before the conference even begins, and I haven't even mentioned the timing. This will happen in July 23 through 27, the Sunday the 23rd to the 27th. But we're going to offer a pre-conference workshop from Green Chemistry. There's a company called Beyond Benign. They're out of Massachusetts, and they run green chemistry workshops trying to get teachers to think about, are there chemicals that we could try to replace that may not be the best things we should be using in our classrooms?
Give me an example of what that would be.
Well, in one case, and this is a very simple case, sulfuric acid is a prominent chemical, and it's probably not totally replaceable, but it certainly can be used in different variations. And so maybe a certain chemical reaction that you would like to use in your classroom calls for a certain concentration of that. Maybe it can be diluted a little bit. That would be one simple example of this, but there are many other examples of just replacing chemicals. I do remember that when I was a high school teacher myself in Wisconsin, there was a particular activity that I would run using carbon tetrachloride. But that chemical was kind of looked down upon in terms of not necessarily the best thing to be using in the classroom, so we found a replacement so we could continue to do that activity. So things like that, that is what Beyond Benign is looking to try to do.
And how is that being received?
I think it's being received very well. I mean, it's an environmental approach to doing chemistry in a way that we still can proceed and get results, but we can do it in a way that's environmentally safe, or at least safer. So looking for these kinds of techniques that hopefully won't produce waste in large amounts. It can also conserve energy. So these are the kinds of ideas that green chemistry brings in.
And when you say that you're taking the tour to see chemistry at work, give me some examples of what the chemistry teachers might find.
Well, as an example, at SGS, they are actually using a lot of different techniques, a lot of analytical techniques, mass spectrometry, some chromatography-type techniques to do tests. And a lot of their tests are agricultural in nature, so they're using these devices, very important devices in chemistry, very important analytical techniques. And so the teachers would get a sense of, here's a sample, an agricultural sample, so very related to South Dakota, that they're running tests and providing ideas right in that lab right here in Brookings. 3M itself also provides an example. They have an irradiation process that they use here in Brookings, and I believe it might be the only one that they actually have, and so the teachers would get a chance to see that as well. So there's some techniques that are really very chemistry topic related, and they're being used to provide different kinds of data right here in these industries.
And this is really for teachers, chemistry teachers from all over? I mean, all over the United States and Canada?
It really is. It's open. We already have teachers from across the country in Canada that have applied. We've opened a registration. And, in fact, it says on our website right now that the early bird registration actually ends on the 30th, but we've decided we're going to extend that to May 15th. So on May 15th will be the last day of our early bird registration. At this point, we have registered approximately a third of the people that we were hoping to attract. So we were hoping to be around 350 to 400 teachers, and at this point we're getting close to a third already, so we're hoping that we can continue to bring people in.
And how do you get the word out?
Well, we've done it a variety of ways. All of the people who have been helping us to put this together, and I should say this at this point, we've got some very important sponsors that have helped us out in this, and one of them is the South Dakota State University Continuing and Distance Education. And within that core group, we have a couple of people, Casey Williams and Missy Vandekeef. They're running the program. They're the conference. They're putting this conference together, and they are keeping a Facebook page. They're using Twitter, so there's a lot of electronic information out. We also have our own website. We've also tried to go to conferences around the country, to National Science Teachers Conferences. We've also been to the Wisconsin and Kansas State Science Teachers, along with the South Dakota and the Minnesota State Science Teachers meetings. So we've been going to meetings and using the typical electronic type methods for doing that.
Anything else about the conference that you want to bring up?
Yeah, a couple of other items. Again, I would like to promote. We have a number of very important sponsors that have helped us out. We are, of course, looking for anybody who would still be interested in sponsoring. But you know, the South Dakota State University Academic Affairs, Arts and Sciences College, and the Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry have supported this very strongly. The Brookings Convention and Visitors Bureau have helped us with some monies. Carolina Biological, Flint Scientific, the American Association of Chemistry Teachers. We also have some money from 3M and Sanford, Blue Door Publishing, and Fishback Financial. And then we also have received some gifts in kind from Bell Brands and Fisher Scientific, Hy-Vee, Chesterman. So we've had some very important sponsors. And one of the things that they're going to help us to sponsor are three very, high-end speakers that we're bringing in for the conference. We actually have three main speakers that will be speaking Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The first one is Dr. Bassam Shakashiri. He's actually a faculty member out of the University of Wisconsin, and he has done chemistry demonstrations for many, many years. He has a website called Science is Fun. He's written many books, including books on doing chemical demonstrations, and he's actually going to bring some of those books with him, and he'll hold a book signing for those who would like to have one of those books. Another speaker is from England. We're bringing Andy Bruning. He has a website called Compound Interest, and it's a website that specifically is looking at compounds that we run into on a daily basis. And so he talks about where do they come from and what should we know about. And then our last speaker is Lee Merrick. He was a high school teacher in Naperville, Illinois, and then he also worked at the University of Illinois Chicago. And for those of you who were David Letterman fans, he was the teacher that would bring kids to David Letterman, and they did Science with Kids on the Letterman Show. So those are our main speakers that are coming.
It sounds like a fun conference, and I will look forward to having you on, talking more about it after the fact, or perhaps I can come up as well and talk to some of the speakers. So
that would be fantastic.
All right. Well, I want to thank you, Matt, for taking time and coming on the program today. I really appreciate it.
Again, thank you for having me.